this Halloween, I think I'll go as a drinking problem. As in, I'm drinking until I become somebody else's problem. This is the perfect pool.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Oh! I think you blew him.
You killed him. The gold guy.
The gold guy's dead.
Where are we going to find another gold guy?
Welcome to the show. This is a show about drinking craft beer. There's some brewing stuff in there, too.
Spooky craft beer.
But yeah, super spooky.
Spooky.
Ooh. Or Thanksgiving-y, whenever you're listening to it. It's very Thanksgiving-y.
Oh, hey, there's a rerun of Perfect Pour. Oh, it's the Halloween episode.
Happy Black Friday, everybody.
Can't do it. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt, and I'm here this week.
Yay!
Any
that's three straight. That's we're gonna drink beer, talk about craft beer. Listeners are gonna call us and talk about beer. We're gonna give beer to look out for.
That was the
Calm sorry. It down.
That was the wrong kind of boo.
Hey, filmed what
in front of a live studio audience.
Expect for a free show. We're sponsored by the listeners themselves on Patreon. All these things. Get ready. And this is very special this week. We have a 100 rated IPA, rated 100.
100?
We have that.
Out of it, what?
It's going to happen this week. Wow, there's another. Jeez.
You know what that means?
Double things happening. There was a growler opened earlier. We haven't even talked about that yet.
Nobody look at the can.
Okay.
Just pour the. We're doing a side by side.
I
warned you guys. We're doing a side by side.
We're not used to doing side by side. See if I can.
Is that the hipster thing to do? One comes in a can, the other's in a growler.
Yeah.
You almost need a sour beer to sit between these two, but I won't go that crazy on you guys.
Mm. All right. We're gonna do a side by side here.
No.
What's gonna happen?
So this...
are we making a black and tan?
I had taken a growler to Spokeasy, and Jason happened to be there. He listens to the show. He's a cool guy.
Jason, the not J-Vox, but Jason?
Jason Merle.
Yeah, I met that guy in Whole Foods.
Oh.
And what's funny is I saw him come around the corner with his daughter, and before I was like, that dude's a craft beer dude. This guy likes craft beer. And sure enough, he went immediately to the beer section. He's looking at the craft beer.
Oh, I was hoping there'd be like a nod, like oh, craft beer guy.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up, craft beer guy? Yeah. No, because I probably don't look, necessary.
You smell
you
craft
look at my,
beer.
You know, my belt, my gut.
He counts more floor tiles than he does eyeballs in Whole Foods. You know what I mean?
42, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's exactly 42 tiles to the craft beer section.
And I think I forget what I grabbed. I grabbed something and Jason goes, oh, that's a good beer or something
and
like that.
And you said, excuse me, miss, I thought you were a beer.
And he's like, and then we talked about it. He's like, oh, I have it on. It's or I'm going to have it or I have it on at Spooky's right now. And I was like, are you Jason? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, I did the Perfect Pour with Matt and Nick. And he's like, oh, yeah, now I hear it. and then I did like a. And then he was like talking about some other beer, and I go, "I'm on nitro." He was like, "Oh yeah, okay, yeah."
Oh, you're that asshole.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Now I know which one you are.
Oh, he was a rad dude.
I think I hear my wife calling. Gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I got 36 more times.
So anyway, yes, you're in. Sorry, tangented you. We don't really do that on the show, but it happened.
Yeah, that was a good story.
First time for everything. Oh, that's amazing. You got a tangent song. First
why
time
would
we ever...
Yeah, why would we have a tangent song when we just rarely do it?
So I sit down at the Spokeasy Friday night. Kid you not, me out on a Friday night or Saturday. It was Saturday. Ah, fuck it. It was
so you Friday. Were kidding us.
No, it was Friday.
Okay.
Because I didn't do anything Saturday. Went out Friday.
Joke's on you. It was Friday.
Yeah. And sit down at the bar, and I said, here, you got to try this. This is a new IPA from Tioga. And we call this one the Fulton Street IPA. So it is a dry-hopped IPA with passion fruit and mango. And I see him. He does reminds me of Jack Black from High Fidelity. He's like, what? You don't have this album? And, like, walks over the fridge and comes back, and he brings out this Stillwater can. So it's an India Pale Ale with mango and passion fruit. So it is the same. They're both IPAs. They both have passion fruit, and both have mango.
I missed that part. So Fulton Street now with mango and passion fruit.
That Fulton Street was within the week looking out for, and here it is for me. So
the big difference is the Fulton Street is a 7.5, and it's dry hopped, whereas the Stillwater does not mention being dry hopped, and it's 6%. But still IPAs, it's just kind of random that those are the fruits that are chosen.
I'm stealing all the aroma.
Which one are you stealing?
I started with the one on the left.
The Stillwater is very lighter looking.
That's the one I'm stealing.
Cloudier, but the color is lighter. Tioga's is darker.
Dangerously close to a northeastern IPA.
Yeah.
Unfilteredness wise.
Looks unfiltered. The aroma is pretty similar.
Unless I think I grabbed the wrong growler. Well, sorry, guys.
What are we having?
Because that's tasting different. That's tasting... Fuck, I grabbed the wrong growler. I screwed up the whole show. I'm going to leave.
In the show. Show's over.
I got another one. We could start over.
Hey, man. Didn't you used to do the purple bar? Yeah, I did. And then Matt brought in this fucked up growler and it ended the whole thing. Oh.
So if I didn't bring the Fulton Street to you guys, that means I must have brought Pendragon.
Oh.
This would be the mouth
joke. I think we lucked out, Nick.
Yeah, I think we won.
Damn it.
I mean, that sucks, man. I wanted that Tioga beer. So, yes. Got the Pendragon.
Yeah. No, it doesn't taste anything like the Fulton Street.
This is like when in the Popolos, when somebody would bring me, and I'm like,
oh, yes,
a beer, yes. And I'm like, did they? Bring me a different beer, or do I just not know what beer tastes like? And I'm like, maybe, and you keep trying, like, maybe it's still an IPA, and I'm really drinking like a blind. I was like, I was like, then you finally get up the guts to go, did you give me this? No. Ah, yes, I knew what I was talking about.
This tastes like Newcastle. You sure it's you sure it's General Sherman? Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
Damn it. I know nothing anymore.
Well, screw me for having unlabeled growlers in the fridge.
Well, welcome to the perfect pour. This was the another beers are made up and the opinions don't matter.
That Fulton Street was looking out for, and this Mouth Jouster was looking out for too. So
Mouth Jouster number one, American IPA, 7%.
At least this isn't a growler of Rebel Raw.
Ha! Kidding! It's a growler of Rebel Raw!
You guys just drank Rebel Raw!
That was dangerous.
I'm sorry, fellas. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Or don't say sorry.
Yeah. Somehow we do not lose for having two IPAs in front of us.
Yeah. Pendragon.
We do not lose. Don't have a good day, sir.
Good day.
Hey, we're still doing a side-by-side. By the way, the Stillwater, I don't know what he's talking about. The Stillwater Mango IPA is nothing like the Pendragon.
Yeah, I can't believe this. Why are they taste completely different?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here? What is wrong with this world?
I feel like this is kind of how my life goes, where I'm like, I'm so prepared for this. Oh, wait, I'm not.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You can't prepare for anything in life.
Ride the waves.
That's the only preparation you can do.
Double fisting is never a bad way to go.
Well, do you have any passion horrible. Fruits or mangoes in your kitchen right now? We could fix this.
Try to fix it. No.
Do a couple of slices in there? I do not.
That is, no? You would catch it on a super rare day to have both those things in the kitchen.
Where's your urban garden, bro? Where's your...
Yeah. I have a grapefruit tree and a peach tree.
Close enough.
And a fig tree. Mm. These are all these end. We can, you know, scrounge up a beer through that.
Yeah. I think we should give them all to Scotty.
I would like to, I would like Garage Door or... to...
formerly known as Garage Door.
Yeah, to use some ingredients from my house.
That'd be the perfect pour IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the studio adjacent.
Well, these are super good beers. We're having it regardless. So
not losing. Still not losing for having their own beers.
Nope.
God damn it.
Is there anything out there going on in the world of craft beer?
Nope. Nick? I had a news story. It's gone too. I'm just going to sit over here.
Totally talk about it. It's all yours. It was never officially talked about.
Do it, bro. Do it.
Oh, Mikey.
Come on, root him on.
Which bro? We're both bros.
The younger one. So one with the beard.
The news story I was going to talk about, which has been mentioned on the show but not talked into some sort of detail, was there is Brooklyn Brewing. They have...
Where are they out of?
They're out of Suing Tech Ops.
White Plains, New York, probably. Yeah.
They're in Newark.
They have agreed to be invested by Kirin or Kirin's parent company. And that's about 25% of the company, which is just under the threshold, or that is the threshold.
Well, apparently now this is the threshold. There's a whole stink that there's no threshold. And all of a sudden, magically, everybody's adhering to this non-threshold number.
But
well, how can there has to be a threshold.
Well, and that's what the, I think it was Craft Brewers Association set up. They said, hey, if you keep it here, that'd be cool. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Like, we think this is what
it should be. Yeah, there's no laws, but...
Like, and everybody lost their shit and went, no, you can't just make something up. And all of a sudden, magically, 24.5%, under 25%.
Everybody cowed to the mighty craft beer.
So, yeah, the 25% of Brooklyn was bought by Kirin. And... In the news articles that I've seen, they primarily boast that they're looking to bring the Brooklyn brand into Japan. So they're not necessarily,
Konnichiwa.
They're not saying we're going to make it available in 50 states and grow production and make a new brew. They're not, they just said, no, we're going to bring it to Japan. And then after that, Brazil.
We're just going to go to Japan and Brazil.
First they want our Levi's, now they want our beer.
So what's his name of Brooklyn Brewing? He just wanted an excuse to go to Japan and Brazil, basically.
Probably.
Right off.
Do business overseas.
He likes Asian girls and Brazilian girls.
Whoa.
But same thing. That was a news article. It's totally swept under the rug. People are just like, Kirin? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But Kirin could be big beer of the Japan area.
Yeah, I guess.
Be very big.
They're big in Tokyo Garden here, downtown Fresno.
You want large or small?
Yeah, you know you've made it when they don't even ask what you want, just what size you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You want Kirin.
Yeah. You're a Kirin guy. You're my Kirin guy.
Why you no bring ladies?
Sorry. I just ordered beer. Did you see there's a little dust up with Evil Twin? Brewing?
No.
Evil Twin, they've got the cans of beer. They have one called Even More Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. Very good beer.
Yeah. In a grocery store chain in Ohio, Heinz, they are censoring the cans, and they have like a tape over the Jesus.
Oh, so please just tell me it's electrical tape.
Even more. It's like a white tape. The one I saw
missed opportunity. Was like a white.
Reggie found that story. And it's just like a white tape over it. And it's just, it just says even more.
Even more.
So apparently some church groups just got. Okay. Maybe didn't like seeing Jesus on a can of beer, I guess.
Now I want to go put a box of Sharpies next to that and let people fill in their own label.
Even more penis.
Even more.
You're going to regret covering that up with white tape. Grocery store.
Even more, Rachel.
Even more, Satan.
Yes.
I just thought that was funny.
See, white tape was the wrong choice. Black electrical tape. Mm-hmm. Like the traditional sensor bar. From the days of yore.
You can't write on black electrical tape.
That's right.
They could have used red tape.
The old governmental red tape.
Yep. Come on, that was a good joke. Come on.
That's great.
Come on.
Throw me a bone here.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
A 100 rate on rate beer IPA whale is still coming this episode.
Oh. Have we ever had a 100er?
I don't know. Like, wonder what Pliny ranks. This beer ranks a 96 on Beer Advocate.
Google, tell me
things. And 100 on Rate Beer. And it's a beer I've never had. We've never had on the show sent to us.
Do you think Pliny even ranks 5 caps on Untappd?
Oh, no. Untappd can be brutal.
Yeah.
Overrated.
4.566 on Untappd. Pliny is. Sorry, I have a major intestinal
come
issues
on, man.
Right now. 4.566 is the official Untappd rating for Pliny.
But it seems like only 200,000 people, or 150,000 people, have ever had Pliny.
That's it.
That's it. I wonder how many 1-stars there are for Pliny.
This has hops in it.
I asked for the lightest beer they had. I was at Tornado and asked for the lightest beer they had.
Well, speaking of, Guy emailed us last week. Guy from the UK.
Guy from the
UK. Guy Craig. He emailed us about Bay Area spots. And he had forgotten he actually has gone to Drake's and thought it was awesome.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
But he had a little bit more to add to his Tornado experience. He said because I was saying, well, it's probably kind of like a place where like the Soup Nazi, whereas you gotta have your order ready and know what you're ordering and be very, very efficient about your order and get out of the way. But he says he knew exactly what he was ordering. I walked in and politely asked if they had Pliny on tap. He said yes, and I tipped him a couple of dollars. You would never tip anyone in the UK for pouring you a beer. However, thankfully, I am aware when to tip in the US. I made some comment about traveling a long way. He's from the UK. That's qualifies as a long way. For this beer.
Oh, East Coast, huh?
Yeah. For this beer, he completely ignored. Started talking to his colleague about yesterday, and he complained about having tourists in there. I was not concerned about this. It was just the whole atmosphere. No one was saying a word, and the guy behind the bar was clearly such a something. I finished my Pliny and had a blind pig and got the F out of there. Anyway, why would I waste time in there when I could be served by the waitress? Better people in other places. So, man, Tornado's raw, bro.
What was the slanderous word that he used, though?
Oh, I think I just redact. He didn't. He just said C. So
asterisk.
Could have been. Yeah, exactly. Could have been. There's only 2 C words that
cops.
Are. Cops. 3. So, thanks for writing back. You can always write us emails. You don't have to call us.
Anytime.
PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com.
Lost your car keys? Let us know.
Yeah. Hey, man, I lost my car keys. Thanks for the email, bro. You're welcome.
We'll send the pigeons. Post haste.
I'll see if my AAA car can cover your car out there in New York.
Okay.
Had a good sandwich? Let us know.
Ooh, well, if there's a beer with it, sounds relevant enough.
Joey's favorite food.
So Joey.
Pliny is 100 from Beer Advocate. as well as 100 from the Bros World Class.
Yeah.
You know, they have dual ratings on Beer Advocate.
Yeah. I think the Bros are the guys that run the Beer Advocate.
Okay. So dueling 100s. So we've had at least one 100 point IPA.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What's it? What beer is it?
So now you got me wondering.
See, if you don't look at the show notes or look at the album art to each episode, you actually might not know what beer is coming.
Dang, bro.
Dang, bro.
Why are you teasing us?
I like this apparent House of Pendragon.
Is that winning mouth over jouster. The steel, Walter?
Correctly identified as.
Joust Mouther?
Joust Mouth. Is there anything else going on out there in the beer world before we get into some voicemails?
Rate Beer also rates Pliny 100.
Rate Beer seems to be a little more positive than Beer Advocate.
Yeah, you think the haters are on Beer Advocate?
Seems like it.
I'm just impressed with how much of an impact Pizza Port is making lately in the good old Valley. It seems like Graveyard is smashing it everywhere it goes.
Yeah, it's like it was supposed to be so limited, mm-hmm. but it's just keeps hanging out.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
And it's not like we're getting like limited six packs. We're getting full on half barrel kegs, mm-hmm. fresh off the boat.
Oh yeah, I heard because
they come Popolo's by boat.
Popolo's,
Spokies, you had it. I'm sure places like Kunisama have had it. You know, it's just ridiculous. Like they've done the slow creep into popularity here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for a long time if you kind of knew where to find it.
Mm.
But now all of a sudden,
ooh, now Pizza Port is solidified in Fresno.
The new kid in town. And the other thing I've heard about, sorry, more local talk, Riley's is absolutely packed lately. I guess it's
really
it's going really well.
The new Riley's tap room, remote tap room in North Clovis.
I can only say I've only seen just a few, very very few postings on the craft beer page, but
mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. I think. In true brew pub style, they're focusing more on the food than the beer
because
everybody raves about the food and then they say, oh, the beer's really light. I don't think they expected the impact that they've been having. So the beer's been going quicker than expected and it's hard to get beer you like there right now.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. But the food is supposed to be really good. And insider tip, they're already looking at expanding
that place or another place.
That one location.
Oh wow. Yeah, I think the suite next to him was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow. That is a correct remembrance.
Look at them.
But it's something to look forward to. It's a new level of tap room in the Valley. I think it's a good stepping stone for what we do next as far as craft beer.
Take note. Yeah. Take note, next guy.
Next guy. Bring it. You know, it's a good thing. It'll bring everybody up.
Yeah, if you put all the elements together, you don't half-ass it, people will come out.
And it'll encourage the new guys coming to town to bring their game up. Because now we have Tioga, and soon we'll have Hop PK. And existing Pendragon and Tac Ops and who else? I mean, we have, you know, the level keeps growing every time.
Yeah, Border Hopper.
Border Hop's coming online. They're going to have I bet their place is going to be really cool too.
Matt Vaughn, did we mention that one?
Oh, the Fortiter, huh? Mm-hmm.
The Fortiter. He's looking for a place, so we're getting there. We're like I said, we're 5 years behind the other craft beer hotspots, so.
Pretty soon we'll have to do our own beer tour.
Yeah.
Beer tour of town.
The beer bike will actually be busy.
We might get a guild going here.
Ooh.
Central Valley Guild is way overdue.
Let's get that guild happening. Got to get that guild action.
Get some guild action.
Get some guild action. Well, is that is that all we need to know in the news of craft beer this week? Or?
There was one other thing.
One more craft beer.
And I can't
culture.
Because my pen ran out of ink.
I know of a thing.
All right.
I guess it's not the most groundbreaking news, but we've seen Rubicon on and off in town. Well, they're going to show back up
in the town. Sacramento area?
Sacramento, yep. They've been around for 29 years, the whole thing. They have a couple of places now. One of them is by IKEA. So if you're going to IKEA in Sacramento, near there is a Rubicon facility.
They need a tap room.
So
IKEA?
IKEA tap room.
Then I might actually want to go.
No, because then you just get frustrated with the furniture and just go get drunk.
I don't see a problem with that statement.
You need beer when you're trying to put together an IKEA item.
I bet you put it together quicker.
You might.
So Rubicon has signed up with Valleywide Distributing.
Right. I was talking about something. Sorry.
Oh, I'm used to it by now.
Oh, what? Matt's talking about something? Huh.
So now I don't feel like an ass anymore for screwing up the growler thing. Now I'm just back to you guys are jerks.
Ah, yes.
So that's big news is...
The jerk store stocks plenty of us.
That means fresh Rubicon's on its way.
Nice.
And, I mean, it's already hit town, but it's going to start popping up. And one of my cheers is the sales rep that recently came to town. So there's some... We'll get more into that later, but...
100 rated beer and the sales rep cheers coming on coming. The Perfect Pour.
Also on
Stay Perfect tuned.
Pour. Stay tuned. All the way.
Weather from Kopi in 10 minutes.
Take a look at that. The 441 nice. Right now. Looks like there's an accident on Shaw on the southbound. You want to look out for that. There's a cow in the fast lane.
Damn it.
Damn Other than cows. That, everything else is moving at the speed limit.
Is Dave Grohl here? Is he going to sing about all the cows?
I was hoping it was a sofa. The studio could really use a sofa.
Hey, don't
there's
talk
a sofa
that way about
on 99. Watch out for that. Somebody's sleeping on it.
The futon's becoming a junk shelf. All of our beer packages.
Yeah, I've got a huge.
It's got a broom on it.
Cardboard problem. I've got a large cardboard breaking down problem.
Is that my Modern Times bag or is that somebody else's?
I've had
requests. Mine, bro.
Okay,
it's mine. Don't you steal it.
All right, we'll do voicemail.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Nothing.
I'll save it for cheers. Breaking news?
Breaking news.
Ah, 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. Now, not only is there a rep cheers coming, the 100 rated beer coming, there's some sort of beer related news that can be folded into cheers coming.
Yeah.
Man.
How about that?
Dude. Oh, forget this content right now. Just wait.
Just wait.
Don't listen. Just wait. And then some cool shit's coming your way.
It's going to blow your mind.
Blow your mind. We like you to call the show. It's fun. If you got, you get, it's there's totally two fun. Rules.
Tell somebody makes fun of you.
Yeah, only two calls a week. And the voicemail cuts you off by 3 minutes. So know that.
No things.
There you go. That's pretty much it. We'd like you to talk about beer, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Save the sandwich reviews for the emails and the beer reviews for the voicemails.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I need to see where I'm at here, everyone.
You know, there's just so many voicemails coming in. We just got to, it's hard to keep track, you know. Mm.
You're right in front of me, Mikey. That's where you're
currently located. Oh.
Hey, while you're queuing up voicemails, can you turn up my monitor a little bit?
Is that good?
No, I need a little bit more volume.
Is that good?
Can't hear myself. What about the mids?
Is that good?
Can you put the mids up?
Is that good?
Can you put the mids up?
Is that good?
Can you put the mids up?
They're up. Is that good?
Okay. No. Bring the mids back down.
You got it now?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay. I'm turning it down now.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Actually, get what I want, and then you just have to be a dick about it.
All right, that's too much. I got to bring it back down.
No, I'm bringing it back down.
Oh, no, no. You don't want that much. Trust me.
Damn it.
You'll regret that decision later. That makes this me miss the Capsule Ribbon ordering at Fred's bit we did.
Okay. All right.
Which I've never located again.
I found where I'm at.
I miss that place.
We can stop vamping. We're back. Here we go. Voicemails.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know something that's been on my mind for a while now.
Uh-oh. It's Kelly, by the way.
That's Kelly.
I have a love-hate relationship with Paul's Cheer song.
Uh-oh.
And let me tell you why. So it sounds, Paul, it sounds amazing. Really extraordinary stuff you're doing, kids. People love you. But it sounds like you're saying cheese instead of cheers the entire
time. Oh, now you're going to ruin it.
And so consequently, at the end of the show, I'm always creating cheese because of you. And I'm always on the road when I'm listening to this. And there's no easy access to cheese. You know what you're doing to me.
That sounds like you're unprepared.
Cooler full of cheese.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I mean, even in L.A., in such a foodie city as it is, there's no takeout solution.
There's no takeout cheese.
You don't find a drive-in gourmet cheese plate.
Wait, pause this voicemail right now.
Thing.
Oh. Wait, okay, wait. Now what?
$1 million idea. Drive-through cheese-only restaurant.
Cheese only?
And cheese food trucks.
Well, grill, you have it to has grill to at least cheese. Have
like, no, do you guys realize how brilliant this is?
At least have to have just crackers cheese? Or bread or something.
You could have accoutrement to go with your cheese.
But
that the main focus is cheese. Like, can you imagine like Randy's Donuts, but Randy's cheese? It's just a walk-up cheese stand.
Mm-hmm. This stinks.
Okay, carry on. $1 million idea
very,
right there.
Very hungry. I'm very upset with you about it. And so I want to know if you guys ever are craving for cheese too.
I do now.
Because of this show.
Well, now I am.
That's all I have to say, really. Have a great show, guys.
And that's all I got to say about that.
So Kelly walks
Thanks,
in.
Kelly.
She stops, walks into the nearest McDonald's. She's like, I'd like a cheeseburger, no meat, no bun, no pickles, no ketchup.
Grilled cheese, got it.
So you want a grilled cheese? No.
You're not understanding me.
I want a hamburger, no burger,
no burger,
no lettuce, no condiments. All right, grilled cheese.
There's a three-part answer I have to that voicemail.
Okay.
First, point number one, string cheese travels well. Get yourself a little ice chest, a little cold pack.
Well played.
Does Whole Foods have string gouda?
Well played.
They probably do.
I'd like some.
Yeah, because I think
some
she's
string.
They actually want some. She wants some classy cheese.
So if you're walking into Whole Foods, if
string
you turn right,
cheddar,
there's
please.
Your standard cheese and whatever. If you turn left, there's an actual cheese section where
yes.
there's like an alcohol person. They, it's
uh-huh.
like I'm
oh,
the
yeah,
craft
they're,
beer.
No, they're watching you. You're like, get your hands off that. That's $12.
They're the craft beer guy that's forced to work in the cheese section. So that's part one of my answer. Part two, don't make fun of Paul. He just has a Marinian accent. You know, it's a thing. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you have a third point.
I do.
But I think Paul secretly had a cheese podcast at one time, and he recycled that song now.
Cheese. See, I never heard that before. Now,
great. Now, it makes
now you have
sense.
A fourth thing to look out for in this show. To hang out for is when the Cheers song comes on. Does it sound
Do
like cheese?
So, I had a third point, but I don't think it's relevant anymore.
Ah,
we've moved on.
I'm telling you, Kelly just hit the $1 million idea. Drive up cheese windows.
Hey guys, Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
And we're drinking. Happy birthday. With clowns.
That's Kelly back there.
And weird people. And bananas.
Uh-oh.
And stuff.
And people are
Hey, we watched the Pee Wee Herman stripper.
What? Stripping?
It's been entertaining, but
if shit gets weird out here, it's weird for good. But want to call it a good word, guys. Wish you're out here.
We're not driving.
We're eating cheese.
That's Tony Bags and Kelly. Drinking it up in L.A., having a good time, cheesing, getting cheesy.
What is your go-to cheese on the burger, if you guys get a burger?
Provolone.
Ooh, good call.
Provolone? On a burger?
Provolone from Colorado Grill. Provolone cheeseburger.
I don't know that I've had that. It sounds crazy.
Well, then you haven't lived life.
Man.
Provolone cheese on a burger.
It works. You wouldn't believe it, but it works.
I have provolone in my Subway sandwiches. That's my go-to cheese Subway sandwiches, but I've never thought about it on a burger.
If one of you does Munster, I feel sad.
I've never...
I'll do some Munster.
Never known I've gotten... I don't know that I have.
That's more of a barbecue Gouda situation.
Havarti.
Barbecue.
Colorado Grill is probably the only place that they have like 6 or 7 different cheese choices for your burgers.
Yeah, because I never...
Sans upcharge.
I never have to think about it. They're just going to give me the cheese that they're going to give me.
They if you don't say anything, they give you American. But if you look at the register, it's, you know, they give American cheddar, provolone, Swiss, pepper jack, blah, 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 blah.
Pepper jack.
Poor Evil Circle here. Hey, I've heard your story of why you guys don't like the Sam Adams Rebel IPA. Just a little heads up, I did see Sam Adams Rebel IPA Grapefruit Edition in a local Circle K gas station out of the Cajon Pass. But what's your guys' beef with Firestone Walker's 805? To me, that beer comes in cans. It's like the perfect beer. Like, you know, take out to the river, the Colorado River, take on the boat. It's canned. You know, it's good for those days when it's like 115 degrees out, you know, and you can't drink something super heavy. It's a perfect river beer. You know, it's much better than your Tecates or your Coors Lights, you know, your little macro, you know, sellout beers.
Yeah.
So I've heard the Rebel story. Started listening to the podcast. Have not heard why guys dislike 805. Love to know what you guys think on the topic. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
All right.
All those reasons you gave me do not entice me. I don't go floating, river rafting. It's 115 degrees out. I'm probably drinking water, which is probably the same thing. I just don't care for the beer itself. It does not please me in any way. I'd prefer, I would go with a Bavik if I wanted a Pilsner, or if a Sudwerk or a shower beer, or a hoppy, you know, there's many beers that I'd prefer over it. And the thing I don't like the most, it's just, there's commonly people that will come up to me in my life and they're like, do you like the 805 brewery? And to me, that is just like, that's like the worst offense, is where you can just not know who even makes it. And you just say, oh, the 805 brewery. Like,
the marketing has surpassed the brand, the brewery.
Yeah. I mean, Evil Circle's new, so we've talked about it before, but there's...
Oh, wait, no, was I too mean?
No, no.
Okay. I was like, oh shit, did I just kill...
No, you're giving us new 805 information.
New 805.
But there's just like a...
are we going to have to start an 805 segment?
The branding is just a little too much. A little more than I'm comfortable with for a craft beer. And there's so much branding and advertising on it, and the fact that it's an amber, right?
No,
it's allegedly
blonde. It's a blonde. honey blonde.
Honey blondes and ambers are just I'm automatically turned off by it. And then there is like, yeah, Matt saying there is like, it's the person that's just a tiny small notch above Budweiser guy that has just a little bit more expanded palate than the Budweiser guy and goes with the 805. Like that's his like one craft beer he'll subject, like, okay, I'll do an 8 of 5. So there's just that, and it just feels like a thing from Firestone is just like, here, drink this. You guys will buy it. But there's just not, you know, there's not a, I don't know.
Yeah.
It has its own thing. It gets you, it gets the emotions going. That's exactly what it is. And not necessarily the right way. I love Firestone. I drink many Firestone beers. I enjoy their location. I know I'm a fanboy of their celebrity staff members, their sour, everything. But it's just the weird confusion about that one brand. I just, it offsets me. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
It's just, it's fun to poke fun at, too.
Yeah, that is true. It's the Nickelback of beers, yep, really.
There you go.
Anything we can make fun of with no repercussion is more fun.
It's the Nickelback of craft beer. Mm-hmm. Look at that photograph. That sums it up.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Look at this craft beer.
Look at this craft beer.
You got nothing to fear.
I'm going
to
open it right here.
Oh, nice.
It's going to taste good in my throat. And then I'm going to get on my boat.
Oh.
I like where this is going.
Do you see AB InBev walking in? Yeah, we'd like to buy the 805.
Yep. We're ready. We're going to buy the 805 now.
It's made by Firestone. Yeah, we don't care. We just want the 805. We want the rest. Yeah.
The first brewery to have one of their beers bought out, but the rest of their beers is still theirs.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that seems like something that could happen, though.
We make Parabola, world's greatest beer. Like, yeah, we just want the 805.
All right. So AB InBev buys 805 beer and leaves the rest.
What do you want, PBR? 805. Oh, you said PBR, right? Okay, it's kind of loud in here.
Tall or short?
I said 805.
Cash only.
This is the first time we've ever played in France, so it's great. I say France, no. You say France, no. I say France, yes.
Hey, I need another beer.
What do you want?
What do you have on draft? Okay, give me that can right over there.
Course?
No, the Pabst.
Corona?
Pabst. I see it right there.
You want jerky?
Thank you. Good night.
Last call.
Bar's closed.
The longest running of the trying to order a beer and a metal show bit ever. And that was trying to order beer at a rock show.
We just want your 805. It's all we want.
Where the hell were we? All right. Oh,
I love that bit. It's always a disaster.
Because it's so true.
Yep. It's just reminds you of trying to order a beer when you're in at Club Fred. Now, nothing.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. It's Scotty B.
Scotty.
Yes.
So, hey, I really hope this week you guys have a good old clam jam going on. Those are some of the funnest shows.
Nope, sorry.
No clam jam.
Yeah, let's keep me on the edge of my seat. Very informative.
Yeah.
Very informative. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, anyway, I want you guys to know that I made a Laverne and Quackley on Sunday.
Oh,
God,
gosh.
That's right.
Oh, we know.
I posted some video. You guys follow me on Facebook.
Oh my God.
You can see some of the videos.
Did he do a Facebook Live?
It's like it came to life. It was a foaming monster.
Whoa.
It was scary. But don't worry, I'm okay.
All right, don't.
I made it.
Don't worry about Scotty B.
Fermentation seems to be chugging along, healthy pace. I was hoping to get a red IPA to you before this next week's show, but it ain't going to happen. I still need to carbonate it. Well, anyway.
Just firking it.
Oh, yeah.
Just say it's a firkin.
I went to the Dragon's Lair.
Firkin it and forget it.
Firkin it and forget it. Can't carb your beer? Firkin it.
A bunch of bags of grain for people to sit on. and pallets to put your beers on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very industrial. It's very brewery-ish.
Yes.
Very brewery.
Singer industrial.
You guys should check it out. I know it's always Singer, but still, it's worth the trip.
Pendragon.
Anyway, keep up the great work.
Scotty V! House of Pendragon has their on-site tap room now.
Mm-hmm.
In Sanger, where the fermenters are.
Bad dog.
And Louis,
the dragon's lair.
Louis accosting Nick.
Yes. I have no crackers for you.
I guess I'm going to have to someday go out to Sanger.
Yeah, it's...
Ooh, go get some chili cheese fries.
Was there a place in Sanger has chili cheese fries?
Yeah, the legendary Chuck Wagon.
Oh. Apparently is that in Sanger like proper?
15-mile drive out of town. It's not even that far.
It's Sanger proper. It's
the Chuck Wagon?
It's on Academy.
Okay. Now, is Pendragon Sanger proper, or is that out in the
that I don't country? Know.
I think it's out in the country.
Yeah, who knows?
Those are my thoughts.
We'll find out one day.
One day.
One day.
One day. Voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's Eddie Martin here with the Week 7 Indie Beer Fantasy Football Update. Oh,
Lord. How many weeks are there?
We're halfway through this. Actually, we're over halfway through now.
Wait,
no, we're not. We're almost halfway through.
Halfway through almost.
I got Dracula here just in time for Halloween, so Dracula's going to give us the update.
Good evening. This is Dracula. Everyone's favorite vampire. Ah, ha, ha. Hey, let's get into the Week 7 action for the Indie Beer Fantasy Football League. Michael Land got his first win. Hey, congrats. He beat Mike Pratt and the Bourbon Barrel Age Blitzers. Oh, that's quite a mouthful. Oh, what a name. Greg from SB Beer Talk beat Florida Steve 99-86. Florida Steve is now 4-3. Greg is 5-2. Corey and the No Talent Ass Clowns put up 121, but wasn't enough as Brian Beagle won 136. Beagle is 4-3 and Corey is 5-2. The one and only Tony Bags, as you boys call him, the Golden God, put up 97 and beat Travis H. Hey, Travis, God. You might want to try playing the kicker next time. Ah, ha, ha. Eddie in the tackle party is now the only team in first place. He is now 6-1 after laying the smack down on Julio Beal. 113 to 97. Julio Beal, now you're just trying to avoid last place. And finally, Mikey, you lost, my friend. 139 to 96. You can basically stop setting your lineup now, as you are 2-5 and not likely to make the playoffs.
Damn it.
Tough break.
Damn it,
hey,
Tom.
Hey, that'll do it for Dracula. I hope you boys have a happy Halloween. Don't go out too late. You might see a bat. Ah, ha, ha. Hey, I do like some IPAs, too. So, hey, Mikey, if you have some beer in your bloodstream, I may bite. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Keep up the good work. I'm out of here. Dracula.
Thank you, Dracula, for doing that for us. That is an update on our Fantasy Football League, Indie Beer League, our weekly update. There's always a celebrity.
I think what I caught out of all that is he told you to just give up now.
Yeah, basically. But you can't. You can't. That's like a ghost ship. You gotta stick with it for the integrity of the league, Matt.
You're going to Armageddon this?
Yep.
You're going to Bruce Willis it? Just go down with it?
Yep.
You hear that?
Yeah. Stay out there.
Perfect pour. Hey, guys. Florida Steve here.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, if you guys were listening to Dorktown, especially you.
I started it.
Nick and Matt.
Dorktown.
You would have heard my voicemail on Dorktown. And Bells
trying to
me a good one.
Trying to challenge
I
Bells.
I was laughing the entire time. But anyway, Mikey, I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I don't know how much of Cigar City you guys have had.
Couple.
I know you definitely have had the High Life IPA.
Yeah, definitely High Life.
Of course, I sent you some other Cigar City stuff. But have you guys had the Maduro Brown Ale? The reason why I'm asking, I'd like to send a few cans of it and probably label a couple of them for producer Becky, and maybe she would like them. We got
a lot of brown connoisseur
down here in Florida. I think pretty much every Florida brewer that's around makes a brown ale.
Wow.
That's around makes a brown.
One that you probably really dig.
Turn around brown.
And really enjoy. But the Maduro is probably the more popular one that is from one of the Florida brewers. So just, guys, let me know. I'm still actually working on Sierra Nevada's fall pack. I got a 24-pack from Costco. Yes. So I'm still working on that. Some good beers on there, but nothing really spectacular to mention. I mean, it's good. They're good, good solid beers, but nothing like earth-shattering for sure. So, I will talk to you guys soon, and keep up the good work, boys.
Right now on the wall of cans, I only see the Lager from Cigar City, the Hi-Li, and that's about it. I remember having one more than that, though.
I know we've had some collabs, too, but I don't remember having more than those two.
Oh, yeah, the Beer Camp collab.
Yeah.
What's the... There's another popular Cigar City that we've had. It's not Two Bells, but it's something like that. Darn you. So, yes, not...
Yeah, we'll take them.
I don't think we've ever had a brown.
We'll take them.
Perfect four, eh? Check it out, you two. You be here, and guess what, eh? I've been drinking.
All right.
Orale. I'd like to throw a shout-out, eh, or like a thank you to Steve and Zach and Scotty B. Eh? Guess what, Holmes? Garage Door Brewing made it to the A1A. Orale, the San Fernando Valley. Eh?
Hey.
Steven actually sent me a four-pack, Holmes. I got a bottle of Mosaic, the Blue Cheese IPA, Holmes. Exactly IPA.
Blue cheese.
And, I think what was the other one? Black Gacha IPA. I just want to say all four were phenomenal. But honestly, Holmes, that blue cheese, I say, you know, if you're lactose intolerant like me, Holmes, I kind of would stay away from that. That should have me like if it was a Hefeweizen, eh? I was just like farting like crazy, Holmes. Yeah, Holmes, I ain't lying to you. I say, orale, check it out, eh? That black one, that thing was delicious. It tasted like a hopped up porter, eh? I did a couple reviews, eh, on tap. But my favorite one, Holmes, was that Exactly IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that shit could
Mosaic.
Be sold, Holmes. Uh-huh. You can sell that shit by the gallon. That's it.
Seriously.
Orale, another thing, eh? Chew your beer. Here's a question for you guys, eh, for the podcast, Holmes. If Chew Your Beer made it to Fresno, eh, you know it wouldn't happen during the week. I say it would have to be a weekend, Holmes. Like that, I don't have to go to church, eh? Hmm. So if Chew Your Beer ever made it to Fresno, Holmes, what's the percentage that you guys can hang out with Chew Your Beer? You know what I mean? And you know what? I don't like using myself as speaking about myself as a third person, Holmes. So, you know, how hard would it be for you guys, to hang out with you guys, eh, if I did end up going to Fresno on a weekend, Holmes? And how hard would it be to maybe even throw a podcast, eh? I don't know, man. Like, I've been looking at my agenda, Holmes, and I'm like booked. You know, I'm like so popular, Holmes. I'm just kidding. That's it.
We know.
It's just, you know, I just want to throw it out there. So if it does happen, can it happen, Holmes? Orale. This is Chew Your Beer. And the perfect pour changed my life, eh? Orale. I just watch you. Peace out, eh?
Yes.
Thanks, Chew.
Diete Wacho.
Weekends are difficult for the perfect pour.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done it once or twice. We did a rush day on a Sunday, and we went out to Pendragon on a Sunday. Those are the only times we've recorded perfect pour on a weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where we record during the week on the perfect pour.
Yeah.
Weekends are just, I don't know. I got Saturday's soccer field.
Soccer
Saturday. Or I'm working, one or the other. If I'm not at work, I'm at soccer games. Sunday is usually family day, so it's like Saturday night's about the only time when that you have a better chance of being on Dorktown.
Yeah,
you're on the here if you're in Fresno on the weekend, then you do the Pervert Pour. I don't know. We could maybe figure out something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chu is going to be here. We could go and hang out at Matt's work, and so Matt could be in the office and not have to podcast and just like look through his office window.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep.
We could watch him.
They're podcasting out there.
Wipe down a bar top every now and then.
He'll come out. Make sure people are wearing.
Refold the t-shirt.
Yep, that's all Matt does. He just comes out, folds t-shirts, goes back in his office.
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, I'm done for the day. He looks like.
Opens the cooler door, stares in it, closes it back.
Yep. I've never seen it.
And realizes it's a glass door. He could have just seen through it anyway.
No, oh, I could have seen this.
Now it's foggy.
That's basically
now it's foggy and nobody else day. Can see in.
And then he gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you guys run with that one.
No. I know the Bitter Brewer is the hardest working beer guy in town.
I like to think he runs the pressure washer.
Ooh. Do you get access to a pressure washer?
He likes to pressure wash things.
I mean, there's one there.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's cool. Damn.
You guys open yet? I can't hear you.
This is a looking out for a long time.
Oh.
I'm not sure how old this is. I can't understand Carl Strauss's dating technology, but this is a Carl Strauss's Mosaic IPA in a can.
Nice. Don't tell Kelly.
Where is there any sort of date code?
Well, there's some sort of code on the bottom. Maybe you can decipher it. This is the first time I've seen it in town in cans. I got this at our lovely BevMo.
The BevMo.
A River Park BevMo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sitting out, of course, as tradition in BevMo. It was out in the warm shelving.
Was it in the ale section or the ale section?
I think it wasn't in the IPA section. It's yeah.
That's old.
Oh, dun 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 dun! Damn it! I got a 6-pack of this shit.
Same thing. I don't understand the code. Usually breweries use the Julian dating system, but it's not even that.
This was made in '89.
Damn it!
But I know Mosaic, and it's not a proper representation of it.
Well, here's a clue. When's the last time they won an award? Oh, 2014. I hope this isn't from 2014.
The Mosaic is not that old.
Cans are still newer than that.
Yeah. It's not be that old. Damn it.
I mean, it's all right, but...
BevMo got me.
Orderly, Junior Beer, and I'm back, eh? Perfect Pour, check it out, eh? Just a quick one, eh? This weekend is Halloween, eh? Día de los Muertos, ese.
What?
So, my question to you guys and to the listeners... Mm-hmm. What are you dressing up as? And what are you going to be drinking, eh? me? Maybe some blood orange IPA, eh? I don't know. Yes. Or maybe some like...
Last day to drink that joy by.
Fucking, I don't know. But maybe some blood orange IPA would be like the perfect drink, eh? And dress up like fucking... Like Chiqui Dracula, Holmes. That's like a ghetto-ass version of Dracula, Holmes. And for other people out there...
Ghetto Dracula.
You know, don't be scared of these stupid clowns, eh? The only clown you have to be scared of is my homeboy.
Creepy clowns, asshole. Watch out.
That fool's crazy in the head, man. But all these other clowns you're seeing on the streets, man, just walk by them, Holmes. You know, just tell them that you know Chew Your Beer. They'll get scared, Holmes.
Right.
The only scary clown, honestly, Holmes, is my homeboy Payaso. That fool's locked up for life, eh? Orderly.
Hey, what's up to Payaso?
I just want to say, Holmes, I went on like on a little drinking binge, and I'd like to thank Matt, aka Beard the Brewer, Holmes. Matt,
what do you do?
Because of you, I went out and I bought some Coors Banquets, those little sort of stubby bottles, Holmes, because it reminded me of like my old Heine, Holmes, like this little chubby girl I used to date. And Matt, Holmes, that shit was delicious. I said, my jefito, that's my father. For people that don't know what jefito means.
That's my like father. My
pops, right? So my pops came over, Holmes, and he grabbed one, and he was amazed at how good that beer was and still is. He says that's what he used to drink when he came over to the States. And he says it's still a delicious beer, and he was kind of proud of me, eh, that I was drinking Coors instead of drinking fucking craft, because he hates drinking my craft beer.
hates so coming over and drinking craft.
Of those little bottles, man. Hey, Matt, thank you. That's like a go-to beer now. That shit's going to be fully stocked right next to my DBA Firestone.
You're welcome.
And that's it, guys. As for me, I'll probably dress up like as a police cans. Officer, Holmes, because I probably never wear a badge, eh? I don't know, Holmes. Orale.
Orale.
This is Chew Your Beer, and the perfect pour changed my life again, eh? Orale. Yeah. Peace out, eh?
Orale, chew. Yeah,
Exemplifies.
Yeah, I like his dad. His dad has like the opposite of what we have when we go to other people's houses. We're like, oh God, I'm gonna have to like drink a Bud Light if I want to drink beer or something. And his dad is the opposite, where he's coming over to Chew's house and is like, ugh, he's gonna make me drink all this craft beer bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chew has some tan cans, and he's like, oh.
I just want a Budweiser and some ice.
Nick's going to die. Is Nick going to die, Matt?
It's the foam.
No, I've seen worse.
Sonic foamer.
Gotcha. Is anybody actually dressing up for Halloween?
If you try to use the bathroom after him, you think you're dying. You think he's dying.
Too much information.
No. I can remove some wallpaper if you know what I mean. First of all, Coors Originals are called Yellow Bellies.
No, they're called Tan Cans.
No.
Sorry.
Yellow Belly.
I'm talking about the cans. Maybe those bottles that reminded him of his ex-girlfriend. Chew's ex-girlfriend. But I'm talking about the cans are called, they're called Tan Cans. That's it.
I don't care.
That's legal. And
that's legal?
Yeah, that's been documented and... for here to wit.
Judge rules. Yep. Legal move.
Sorry.
I want to view the replay. My costume this year was going to be...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me.
The Hyena
is calling. I'm on, I'm on Instagram.
Your old Hyena is calling.
I'm watching people hula hoop. By people, I mean...
That's what Bearded Bird's doing. He's on Instagram. Yeah. While we're doing a show.
And he complains about our tangenting.
You do secret tangents.
Secret tangents. Personal tangent.
Personal tangent. Personal.
You know, this cans is 1706. I'm wondering if that means June 17th. And then there's just quadruple one. I don't know if that just means make a wish.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds right.
Wish this beer is fresh.
I could. This tastes like a June beer.
I'm back to the non-Fulton Street mouth jouster.
Damn it. I don't have any Nobody's jousting my mouth over here.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. You said all right.
Hey, guys.
Paul. Here. He's back.
So you want to know what I think about fake grass, huh?
Do we?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it came up last week.
Oh, okay.
I think the problem is that hundreds of years ago, Ed from Wales had his ancestors come over on a boat, and first they arrived in the East Coast, and like, okay, cool, you know, climate's pretty similar, there's lots of green going on, but then they start migrating west, and once they get west of the Rockies, and it's dry as a bone outside, and they start missing Wales, and Ireland, and Belgium, and Luxembourg, and wherever they're from, and they're like, man, we need to get us some grass in here, so they...
Mm-hmm.
Dam up some rivers and they siphon a bunch of water down and they start planting lawns and trees that don't belong there and, you know, now we got ourselves a water catastrophe and everybody wants their big, big lush green lawns. Even though they don't belong! So,
yep.
That's what I think of lawns, fake or otherwise. Alright guys, check you later.
No lawns.
Your lawn don't belong.
Your lawn don't belong. Yeah, we have that problem in the valley.
So we wanted to know what Paul thought about lawns.
Yeah, there was... Who was it?
I cannot imagine the situation.
Wasn't it not one of the three of us? But we haven't had any guests on in a while.
I'm sure it was, but I didn't listen back to last week's yet, so I'm
still... No, we were talking about fake lawns.
Right. Because Chew Your Beer has fake lawn in the back.
Yeah. And we were saying how there's a lot of that going around here because of our drought.
Right.
And then...
Didn't somebody bring up, like, making fake grass is, like, pollution or something like that?
Well, we're bringing up that it's... you're saving water, and it's more appropriate to the region, but apparently that fake grass, it gives off a lot of ozone. And there's a ghetto bird that's been circling the studio right now.
Bird is the word.
Distracting us.
Oh. So have you heard?
My bird.
Bird is the word.
Bird,
bird, bird.
Probably second call. I sound like I was on long. I'm not anybody for having to chilling. Wanted to say, so I had a blip in state last week. And so I cruised line country, Sonoma, Bay, window like down, because it's speed. Season, it smelled like so yeast, something. And I was thinking, as in these wineries, I'm like, we're going to get our beer. It's just walking on their own, just spent a week, just pound. You know, up, shrinky, like on the wine tent, down, how cool, but so, man, we deserve a beer. Okay, just
double tap that home button and let's restart that.
Paul skipping.
Paul, second call. No. Paul, second call.
Let's try.
Paul, second call.
No, it's doing
it. Sound like I was at cruise line country. What the hell's
happening?
Because it's season, it smelled but.
Wow.
Double tap and reopen the app.
Oh, the app? Oh, my God. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Okay, and Nick, do some drumming.
Probably second call.
No,
no.
It sounds like I was on long. I'm not anybody for having to chilling.
That's funny because when Google that translates it, that's what it looks like in written form.
So I.
Let's see what Google Voice tried to do with that voicemail.
Let's translate your voicemail. Yeah.
Paul, second time I go as model. I'm not going buddy for a 4 trillion funny to say that I had a blessed and safe last week. And that cruise line country, Sonoma, wonderful day. Window down because it's seasonal, so they'll be coming. And I was thinking it sounds one reason. We didn't get our spear need these various office. Just walked to the other road around my own. How to spend a week just pound the 20 key like in 110. I don't know who, but I meant you still mad at Lee disappeared. Okay, see you. That's a Google.
You know what? That made a little bit more sense.
I just powed the 20 key too, bro.
Whoa.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I found the 20 key like in the 110.
Yeah, totally. It's man, that's so weird to happen to you too. Oh, it happened to me.
All right. Ooh, I got this.
Mike, you look dizzy.
Is that Pendragon?
What's Pendragon?
You look dizzy over there, Mike. What's going on?
I need a beer. All right, final voicemail of the week. Let's see what happens. We might read it.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim.
Oh, it sounds normal.
Hey, Mikey, I wanted to express my sympathies for that horrible ore game that Chew Your Grip put you through. I mean, he was asking you questions like,
no.
Would you rather cut off your left big toe or your right big toe? You know, those are just impossible questions to answer.
Yeah.
But I did want to call you guys out on one thing. One thing here.
Uh-oh.
You guys have been getting a little belsy lazy lately.
Belsy
lazy? Yeah, I've had a 2-hour podcast since way back in the middle of September.
Uh-oh.
This being towards the end of October,
I'm just
going to have to call you out. Maybe you need to have a couple extra beers. Maybe you need to set up an overtime beer. If you're running behind or just not up to speed. Anyways, guys, keep the good work. Oh, and Mikey.
Yes?
I really liked you accidentally played the Dry Hop or Die song a couple episodes ago. We got to hear more of that. Keep the good work. See you guys.
Thank you. That Dorktown, if you want to hear it, it's Dorktown Podcast, the same place you're finding this show. I imagine, unless you're listening on the website, dorktownpodcast.com. It's episode 213. There is a lot of Dorktown listener influence on that show. fun. Florida Steve calls in the to irk Belz's ire. Chew Your Beer gives some more questions, and Fontana Jim gives some more questions. Chew Your Beer does those asshole or questions that people do to me every once in a while. Oh, Dark Town or Perfect Pour? Or Flowing With Famous or Get Off My Podcast? Which do you like better? I'm like, don't do this to me. Don't make me choose. But, yeah.
Sold Out Pliny or Rebel Raw?
Well, now we're getting interesting. Now you're saying something.
Sorry, I'll try harder.
Oh, try harder to annoy me. Then.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm just trying to get back over to...
We're trying to get back to where we once came from.
Yeah.
I was totally pounding the 20 key.
This is the transitional period between segments. Keep up the good work. Wow. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Hope you had eardrums, because now you don't have eardrums.
Now you don't have them anymore.
Guys.
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 She called me up, left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Fresh.
Thanks, everyone.
That's a freshie.
Giving us some extra content and the whatnot and the so forth. Call this coming week. Something good that we can talk over. And that no one can hear because we're talking over it.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. We've never done that before.
We are polite and courteous to our voicemail.
Polite and courteous.
Coming up soon, that 100 rated beer.
Oh yeah.
We haven't forgot about it yet. We still might though. So.
And that's the show.
See if we forget to drink it. It's. Look it out for beers to look out for, beers we recommend you look out for, beers we are personally looking out for. All these are the beers to look out for. Beer to Brewer, what are you looking out for, man?
So there is a looking out for. I don't know if it's going to happen in time, but one of the brewers, Joseph for Riley's Brewing, Madera, local to us. He posted a photo of the new rendition of Catching Up IPA.
Oh.
And I know the family's planning a little Riley's taproom visit next week. You know, families do things. And I would love if they're just be like, oh, hey, tap today, Catching Up IPA, here you go. But we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Blue Ox was sending me some Snapchats. And apparently San Francisco IPA from Almanac is hitting that side of the coast.
Nice.
So he was showing me kegs and cans, and he's like, oh, this is the thing. And I'm all, that is a beautiful beer, sir. I'm looking out for more of that. That is a beautiful beer.
Which one, the IPA?
San Francisco IPA from Almanac.
Mm.
Not the Golden Gate Goes.
I'm
not
a fan of the Golden Gate Goes.
Not their green label IPA. No, it's... specifically called San Francisco style IPA.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. And then
Goes is awesome.
There was a beer that was gifted to me that was packaged on 7/28/16.
That's old.
And it's a Pliny. It was gifted to
me. Old Pliny.
So on Friday I'm going to drink said Pliny at 90 days.
Ooh, 90.
So that'll be the oldest Pliny I've ever had, to my knowledge.
Garbage water.
90-day-old Pliny. Mike, how does that make you feel?
That's.
He'd rather drink a Rebel.
90 days on the nose.
It's still going to be good.
Oh, yeah, probably. Don't worry.
We have an experimental Pliny in there that's aging. We haven't talked about our bad beer drawer in a long time. We have a drawer full of bad beer.
The Firestone 16th?
That we've been threatening to one day
Stone 16, sorry. Yeah.
And we just...
The lemon verbena.
It's funny because we've been waiting to do that for a long time. But also, like, the longer we wait, the worse the beer gets, so the better the show gets. So we're going to have an episode where we're just going to drink terrible beer.
Let's try to get the...
old, and it's not only a bad beer when it was new, and we've been aging it for years, like 3 years at least.
Let's get some of the fellows that are craft beer guys that do the Fresno State judging. Let's get them in here so we can kind of have like an official opinion.
Wales, bro.
One
of them will be Scotty's.
Yeah. We're going to torture Scotty. Scotty will pay.
He'd probably be a glutton for that, you know, a little bit of punishment. What you got there?
16-ounce can, I believe.
Oh, good. Good ear.
Yes. Well trained.
What is, oh.
He's out back peeing right now.
He's out there.
Oh, gold! I heard it.
I heard a cat. I love gold!
Sorry.
Thanks.
Can a guy take a taco break?
Thanks.
Union break.
Oh, he made it back.
I love gold! Oh, okay.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Taco break, huh?
Yeah. You sneak away for a taco. Shit happens.
We've had this beer, but I think it was when Matt was gone, right?
There's been a lot of that lately. What the hell are you guys doing?
This is another second chance beer.
Oh, so that's my time to have it? I'm just going to read the can real quick.
Todd Allah donated this to the show again. I don't think that was one of the second chance we had last week, because he gave us
last
three.
Last week we had the coffee IPA.
Coffee IPA, and then another one. We had two.
Oh, we did.
Roasted malt, toasted oats, light cocoa.
I don't think this was it, so I think we're safe.
But this is the award-winning.
We need a palate cleanser before we go into this 100.
So pair it with seared scallops, spicy mole, cured meats, chocolate, Reuben sandwiches, venison, or saltine crackers. So I guess we got it.
Yeah. What's the cheese pairing for this?
Cheese. What kind of cheese?
Whatever cheese, goes with venison.
Cheese.
Oh, man, that's coming. It's coming, too.
All I really want is
was that all you're
cheese.
Looking out for, Matt?
Yeah.
All right. Nick?
Cheese drive-thru.
You're looking out for a cheese drive-thru.
Kelly, you're brilliant. I'm looking out for Symmetric Orchestra from Modern Times.
What is that?
Oh, that's
that
a new can release.
No, it's a special release bottle. You got to be one of the League of Extraordinary.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Drinkers.
Oh, I thought it was the one you posted in the page.
No, that's the very 80s Miami Vice looking can.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
What do you mean Modern Times is releasing more than one elite beer at the same time?
That's the. What is it? BB? Beer? Beer?
Blah,
blah? Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blue.
Blam, blam.
Blam, blam.
Blam, blam. Get your blam, blam.
Ramajam. Ham, blam.
With collaboration with their homies at Garage Project.
There you go. And then Florida Steve chimes in and says, this looks like a Mia can. And I look up Mia can, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they ripped it off.
Those bastards.
Bastards. So, no, this is a... just a kick-ass name, Symmetric Orchestra. It's a sour beer, Mikey, so don't worry. You're not going to want it.
Not looking out for it.
Not looking out for. And I am still looking out for Northern Hemisphere from Sierra Nevada. I hear it's in Fresno, but I haven't seen it.
Northern Hemisphere wet hop.
There is talk about it. Yeah.
And it's in six packs this year. This is traditionally a bomber. Now in six packs.
Wow. Now you can get a week's worth of drinking from it.
Yeah, week.
Yeah,
three,
week.
3 hours.
One night.
Same thing.
Yeah, evening, yeah. Week, same thing.
Same thing.
That's how you six pack, bro.
That's how I six pack. That's all you're looking
for. That's what we got.
Well, there is the big one this week is a collaboration.
A stop collaboration
called Camino Unreal.
Oh, the triple collab.
Yeah, triple collab. This is a collab beer between Matt Bernalson from Firestone, Mitch Steele from Stone Brewing, and Sean O'Sullivan from 21st Amendment.
Never heard of them.
They did a, this is called a Camino en Real. It is a strong dark ale. It's filled with chia and fennel seeds, peppercorn, figs. It's a 76 IBU, 9.5%. It drinks like a stout, Nick.
Ooh, okay.
In the four-pack cans, it's like a, basically it's 21st Amendment style kind of artwork, okay. And it's coming out of 21st Amendment.
So it's in a can?
So it's four-pack can, four-pack.
Nice.
So it's hitting the distribution areas that 21st Amendment hits.
Man, now I'm sad because we don't get a whole lot of 21st Day anymore.
We get all their cores.
It's not fresh.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Leftovers.
But this is a good story. Leftovers. Because it was they how much of it's real or not, I don't know. But like they the El Camino Real highway is basically the 101. The Royal Highway.
Okay.
And the 101 starts in San Diego.
Nice.
And Escondido, I believe. And then it goes all the way up to San Francisco and past San Francisco into Marin.
Whoa.
Ooh. Whoa. And that's where basically it's the story is that Mitch Steele drives up the 101 and, you know, goes with either with or picks up like Sean O'Sullivan and Matt Burleson. You know, they stop at Firestone. Mm. They went to all the, apparently went to, supposedly went to all, every mission.
Wow.
Up the coast. And then, you know, stopped in San Francisco. And they actually have their own playlist. Each of them have their own playlist in Spotify. You can look up their playlist in Spotify. There's a Matt Burleson El Camino Unreal playlist, and then there's a Mitch Steele one, and then Sean O'Sullivan one. So if you're on Spotify, you actually can find their playlist for this that goes along with this beer. So that's kind of cool. But it's the four-pack cans and then draft in some areas. So if you're in the 21st Amendment area, you can check this out.
I feel a draft.
Barrel House, our friend's Barrel House over on the coast, just speaking of Firestone, the ones that are a good drive meaning a golf shot away from Firestone Barrel House. They have a mango IPA.
They're industrial, bro.
Yeah, industrial. Industrial part. A mango IPA just now coming out, 22 ounce. Kegs and 22 ounces.
Hmm.
And it's going to all their distribution areas. So hopefully we'll be getting it. I want to try this.
Mango.
Barrel House doing a mango IPA. There's a brewery out of Sacramento called New Glory that is coming to the Valley. They're big. They have cans, a couple of beers that rate fairly well. One called Dinktastic, a double IPA, and another one called Heavy Crusher Porter.
Oh no,
Heavy Crusher. A porter that rates pretty well. So, and that's a new, you know, Sacramento. You ever tried that, Matt? A New Glory beer. Sacramento.
I may have had something at the brew fest, but I don't recall it.
All right, there's one locally that's going around on the Facebooks. You guys might have seen from Moonraker Brewing called Yojo.
Mm-hmm.
That Moonraker's one's from
hitting town,
yeah. Auburn, which is the Sacramento area. Yep. A lot of people are going nuts over that one. The super juicy IPA. So I'm looking out for that. El Segundo has another new IPA, the 105. It's called the 105.
I took the 105.
You took the 105 north and got off of Mulholland, took Mulholland east, and then went back on the 5, and then went back, took the 5 over the 605 down to Long Beach, and then got on the 405 and went south down to San Diego, and then got off and died.
Yeah, die, bro. At this time of day?
It has this 105. It's a 7.1, 22-ounce bottles. It's exclusively using an Idaho 7 hop. Have you guys ever had anything? What has an Idaho 7 hop?
Stuff.
All right. Well.
Sierra Nevada did a, when they were doing their fresh hop series.
Mm-hmm.
They had like five different fresh hops. They did Idaho 7.
Did it? How was that? Do you remember that one?
It was okay. It was no Citra, but
right.
You know,
I'm interested because it was a hop. It was a hop that hopped the beer. And there's also a new Stone Enjoy By. This one's the Thanksgiving one, 11/25/16.
Turkey Day. Does it taste like cranberries? Yeah.
Since now the Halloween one will be illegal to drink.
Illegal. You are illegal, sir.
Those are some beers to look out for.
Wow. Mikey's bringing the looking out for this
week. Yeah, bringing it, bro. Shh, everyone quiet down.
Okay. Calm your tits.
Yes, metal. I love metal.
Do metal things.
Metal, do metal.
This Been Caught Drinking is what we have been drinking in the past week since the last show. We use Untappd. I use it somewhat frequently.
Oh, bad dog.
Nick and Matt. Or
I forget.
Nick and Matt forget.
Yeah, often.
The Bearded Brewer 87, if you would like to follow Matt on Untappd.
Yeah, do it.
Bearded Brewer 87, what have you been caught drinking this week?
Two things.
I actually had the Tropical IPA from Tioga Sequoia, which is the growler I did not bring. Sorry.
How is that?
It's good. It's good. That's so good.
I want to drink it.
I finally got around to my six-pack of Graveyards from Pizza Port. I know. There was things in front of it. It happens. I was at the Kuni Sama's.
Best beer / teppanyaki.
So, turns out that they have something like $4 or $5 pints, discounts on sushi rolls.
Taint district.
taco deals. They have all kinds of... They have deep discounts on Monday.
Taint district's cheap, man.
It was pretty good.
Do they have the $5 combo mambo?
I'm going to say yes. Whatever. But I had a Faction, their flagship, which is their IPA. That was sipping very well. And followed that up with a Just Outstanding, also just as good. Went up to House of Pendragon after that, a little bar hopping. And same thing, had a Mouth Jouster, which is what we have here.
That's a good beer. That's not my Ben
Cotton. I swear Scotty B had something to do with that name.
Yeah, I think he did. How about you call it a Mouth Jouster, Chief?
Chief.
Then we decided we needed a little bit of food, so we escaped to Mad Duck and made it in time to get an order of tater tots and a pretzel.
Howard. You just knew they had tater tots. And you're like, let's go to Mad Duck.
I had a Citra IPA from them. We have a Dave and Buster's in town. I made it out to Dave and Buster's to kind of view it and kind of look at it. I had a General Sherman IPA while I was there. They have it on draft. I was at Spokeasy last week, and for some reason I thought that the brother brought out the estate ale to something.
See?
And I confused it for Northern Hemisphere, and I was like, I don't think I've had the Northern Hemisphere. Well, didn't you have the estate on last week? And he's all, no, we had Northern Hemisphere on last week. We have not tapped the estate ale. So I unknowingly had Northern Hemisphere on draft.
How?
And so
they're so different. Yeah. I mean,
is one dry hopped?
What? oh, really?
Dry hop,
dry hop, dry hop, or die. So you just did that just to get
Oh, no. Was that wedge? Did I wedge that in? I'm sorry.
Rammy.
You got a little rammy.
Just going to cram it in the cram hole.
I'm cramming it in, honey. Great.
Great. Good luck with that.
Well,
that's what I've been kind of drinking.
All right.
Unknowing Northern Hemisphere is not a bad situation. Brewer
87 on all your social medias. That's it. The Nick 80.
Hello. Hi, dogs. There's a dog next to me. So I had beer. Brain
working. Come on, Brain. Go. Come on, Brain.
Brain and go. I had a beer I haven't had in a while. The Syntax from Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
Which I believe
Mother Earth
has a hint of peanut butter, although I don't know if it's a true peanut butter stout or not. Very tasty beer, though.
I don't know if I've had it or not.
It made a quick but sharp wave in the valley.
Quick, sharp wave.
Yeah. It spiked violently and then tapered off quickly. But it's still around, and you know, it's not an IPA, so it could sit around, and you could get an old one and still not care.
Yeah.
It's not going to die right away.
Yep.
I also had an Alesmith, good old-fashioned Alesmith Speedway style. Good
old-fashioned Speedway style.
Speedway.
Hey, you got any of that Speedway style?
I had... Oh, where's Untappa go? Oh, my secret stash includes the Kopi Luwak Unplugged Stout.
What?
Yes, Kopi.
The hell name is that?
Luwak Unplugged Stout from Acoustic Ales. It's their oatmeal stout that was barrel aged. Very expensive beer.
What the hell?
Very tasty beer.
Really?
I stashed that just for myself because I'm an asshole. And that's how I roll.
Wow. Was it worth the price?
It was very worth the price.
Wow.
That was my secret stash beer from LA. That was an LA find. I did not get that here locally. Mm-hmm. Also, I fell into the trap. I did the thing I said I wasn't going to do anymore. And
oh,
bite.
No.
Had a rebel?
I bought a $20 beer.
Oh!
Thanks to...
We got to do one of those challenges again.
Yeah, thanks to the bearded brewer.
Oh.
He said, hey, look at this Norwal. This looks cool.
Oh, yeah. Maroa Shell got some crazy stuff in.
Yeah, so did Fig actually came up with it, too.
Nice.
The Trip into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Series.
Barrel-aged Norwal Stout. Aged with black and red currants.
Them currants.
Them currants got me. I had to try it, and I bought it. And I was like, go figure, it's $20 because it's barrel-aged in the Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
And
you barrel-age something, that you're paying.
You're paying.
Jack up you the price. We barrel-age this.
But it was worth it. Low. I thought it was going to be higher than in the ABV. It was only 9%. So
weak.
Personal beer fest territory was not too terrible, except for the two narwhals I had after that, which were also 9%.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
You're doing good in the morning.
I had to do a side-by-side, see the barrel-aged version.
The side-by-side-by-side?
Was that?
Just for assurance.
Was that the night your Facebook feed was filled with music?
Maybe.
I'm committing two and two together. There was one night where Nick's Facebook feed had like 10 different songs on it. Check this song out. Check this song out. I was like, oh, man, somebody's putting them back.
So four narwhals gets you on social media. Huh?
Yeah,
that's one of my hobbies.
You got to get Nick four narwhals, then he'll be all about social media.
You will know
media.
Every song I liked from 1992 to 1997. Yep.
That's a hobby for you? Four narwhals and music?
And posting from YouTube.
Just going through YouTube.
That's right. You need to hear this.
Hey, it's not a bad night.
Hey, once upon a time, we used to have vinyl parties where you just played side one or side two.
Oh, yeah, that still happens.
And you drink music. Well, you, sorry, we...
it just happens with less people now.
You and my friend Aaron, if you listen to Dorktown really hard, you would know Aaron. He's all about, like, listening to music, like, getting drunk and listening to music and, like, cycling through all kinds of music. Yeah. Like, that's, like, his dream night right there.
Nice.
Oh, YouTube tangents are wonderful. I love those.
Oh, yeah. Also, the wife was out of town.
Well, you gotta do something.
Gotta do
something. Keep yourself entertained and stay on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's...
See, fun. Like, so the wife can see what you're doing, at least. Like,
yeah, like, there are no secrets.
Yeah, she's like, well, he's okay. He's alone on Facebook and YouTube. He's fine. He's not getting any trouble.
Yeah, he ain't doing this from a bar. We know that.
All right, well, what's that?
Cover.
Is that all you're... He's like, okay, I need you to get on my Facebook and just start posting random music as if you're me. Oh, okay.
You're a college intern. Here's $5.
You're an intern. Yeah, we need an intern. Our taco assistant needs to also be able to tweet out and yes. Facebook stuff.
Have our cover.
Cover us. Honey, you saw me. I was Facebooking all night. There's no way I could have been with any girls. No girl would have sat through that.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Was that all your pink cots?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure?
No.
There's some you forgot. I'm guessing.
Probably.
Yeah. The Nick 80.
How many days were there between?
Dorktown is my handle on Untapped.
What you been drinking, Mikey?
I've been drinking. You know, I've been keeping it pretty.
Keeping it tight.
Keeping it pretty tight. I did have one night where. I had some peanut butter porter from Carl Strauss.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw that. Where the hell did I get that? I was surprised to see it. It must have been Fig. I don't think I went. No.
Bevmo.
No, it was West Shaw 76.
Whoa.
West Shaw Craft.
West Shaw
Craft. What you
doing
way out there?
What you doing out there? Just tried to take that way home because I wanted to see what they had going on.
Well, oh, since I'm in the area.
Yeah, since I'm here.
Might as well get up on Shaw now. Yeah.
And then I had a cucumber pills, cucumber A.
Wow.
From Tioga Sequoia.
Is that vintage?
Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
From the summer. I've had it sitting there a few weeks. It was, I was not, this is totally not disparaged the beer. It was just, that was the last thing I had in there. But it was appropriate because it was during the day.
Oh, nice. And that is a day drinker.
It worked really well. Yeah. And it was after yard work. I had a full day of yard work and I had that cucumber and it tasted damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Pliny during Dorktown. And then a graveyard six pack. I've been going through that.
Been nursing on.
Was yours super fresh? I heard there's super fresh graveyard.
Mine wasn't super fresh.
I believe 10-11 is the newest.
The newest one.
Oh man, yeah, mine was not a 10-11. I don't think. It's funny because that graveyard pizza port graveyard pale when it first came out, it was like this is super limited.
Right.
You'll be lucky to even see it. Oh, and we see it. We're like, oh, going crazy. Now it's just kind of hanging out. Keeps coming back. I'm like, all right. I'm over it.
That old thing.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to talk about our tailgating beers. I had a New Belgium, the cookie dough.
Oh.
Cookie dough.
Wait. Where's the $100 beer?
$100 beer.
100 point beer.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. We're about to hit there, but that cookie dough, New Belgium cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's collab. It's brand new.
I liked it for a cream ale.
It's sort of like misclassified. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, if somebody says this is a cream ale, I probably dig it. But otherwise, I'm not so sure.
Got vanilla. Didn't get a lot of chocolate. So I could see the cookie dough part, but not the chocolate
chip. I don't know.
My opinion.
This is weird.
I've eaten some cookie dough in my day. I can vouch for that.
I do enjoy good cookie dough ice cream.
I can't.
This is not that.
Oh, and then also, Bell's. Forced me to have the Born Yesterday, the pail from Lagunitas. I didn't buy it. Bell's bought it. And then he forced me to have it on Dorktown. It's Twisted.
I think that
my
should
arm.
Be our excuse.
And
for
you
everything.
Liked it.
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it fine.
Bell's Bottoms.
We also had that during the tailgate. So,
and then, actually, the bottle says "Born last week."
Thank you. Matt modified it. So there you go. That's what I've been caught drinking.
Very nice.
And it's almost time for cheers. But before we forget,
You mean cheese?
Cheese. It's almost time for cheese, guys.
Okay.
Before we get, as Nick is reminded, because I might have forgotten this. We have a whale. We have a whale this week. This was given us to by XL Perro, correct?
Yes.
This is Maine Beer Company from the East Coast Maine out there. Not
Maine, California.
Freeport, Maine Lunch IPA.
Ah, lunch.
This is a whale, bro. Lunch is this from the bottle. Lunch is a special whale that has actual whale. Wait. A whale that is in the ocean whale.
Oh, okay. Well, then they get not whales.
Yeah.
Like where Ed Winters from?
A whale. Lunch is a special whale that, yeah, the W-A-L-E, Nick.
There's no H in there?
No. Come on. Special whale that has been spotted off the Maine coast since 1982. She has what looks like a bite taken out of her fin, which adds to her unique character. We dedicate this beer to her determination and persistence. At Maine Beer Company, we strive to produce artisanal ales that are unique and full of fresh flavors. Keep on swimming.
A whale dedication?
I wish they said keep on trying.
A whale beer that's named after a whale.
Whoa. Whales, bro.
Damn it.
Oh, he's peeing again.
He's out there peeing again. This one, actually, Bells even knew this name and saw it in the fridge and during Dirt Town. I was like,
say what?
He's like, I'm taking that home. And I was like, no, please don't.
The hell you ain't.
So Bells is bummed that he's not having this right now.
He could have showed up.
Clean
tonight.
Wait, ass. Bells is him, right outside.
I said, you're going to have to show up on Perfect Pour Night and you can have it. He's not here.
Ooh,
man. All right, going around the table from left to right of your podcast style.
The podcast has never been more quiet.
I have poured mine. Bearded Brewer's pouring his.
Oh, shit. He forgot to stop there.
The Nick 80 Oops, now has grabbed the bottle. Here he goes. Here's his mic.
Some citrus on the nose.
I'm going to pour it so slow you won't even barely hear it.
Damn it, Nick. Palate cleanse. Some palate cleansing water. All right. And going in for the aroma.
The aroma.
Rated 100 on Ray Beer.
Los Aromos.
All right. I think I've gotten all the aroma.
This isn't quite cloudy enough.
I'm going in. We're going in.
Going in. Have you looked at it through your viewfinder yet?
That was a good video.
ZZ Hop.
Listen to this, man. This is good stuff.
Silencio.
Trying to take it in proper.
Silencio, por favor.
Damn.
See what you've done, XL Perro?
It's pretty fresh, too. It's only 9/27 when it was bottled.
All right.
Oh, spit it out.
Month old.
Did you guys look at the percentage?
I did.
Negative.
I've seen it.
Oh. All right. Brother, guess what percentage it is?
8.2.
Ooh, nice.
Was that your final answer?
7.2. No, I'll stick with 8.2.
7 flat.
Wow. Should have went with 7.2.
I thought I remember it being eight.
You still would have lost. By hard by a mile, you still would have lost.
Okay, Diesel.
So this is good. It is definitely not West Coast, but it is not malty.
This is pretty fucking drinkable. It's definitely super heavy on the citrus, though.
That's what it is. It's like really easy to
back.
Yeah, it's really easy to drink.
It's like beer, orange, ding. A little drop of citrus.
It's like nothing. There's nothing over the top in it. Everything's very. It's very balanced.
The aroma is very strange, though. Very farmhousey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm on the East Coast, I'm wanting to have this all the time.
Some Maine lobster.
It's just very, very balanced. Again,
there it is.
It's consistently good.
I am pleasantly happy with this beer, and it's been a long fucking time since I've had a Maine beer company.
And I met one of the dudes in San Diego at the Dink, the Festival of Dinkness. And he's a pretty rad dude. So
I think the other one we had from him, wasn't it called like Mean Old Tom or something like that?
We've had a mean beer before. But it was, I don't remember it though.
Yeah.
Thank you, XL Barrow.
Yeah, you would definitely not buy this beer for its label.
I would.
It's a clean label.
That's
though.
Why I bought the first Maine.
Super
one.
Clean.
Simple.
Just like this beer.
Simple.
Simple and clean. That's the way we like them.
I like my girls. Whoa.
Yeah, Mean Old Tom. That's the one I've had. That's their American Stout.
Somebody get me away from this damn.
You got to plug it in.
Plug it in.
All right.
How's it going, everyone?
We're to this point of the episode.
The episode where we... Let's listen really hard. Cheers.
It's the end of the show.
See, I'm still getting cheers. I'm not getting the cheese. But,
They could have been at a different level than us.
I don't doubt what Kelly has to go through down there in L.A. So, cheers. I'm going to cheers some we have a new golden god.
What?
New patron on the Perfect Pour.
Who's this
person? A little different for us. This is a Sanitarium magazine, a British horror magazine, is a golden god on the Perfect Pour.
I'm not picky.
We're not picky. Sanitarium_mag, if you want to find them on Twitter, social media. It's a British horror magazine. That's all I know. I don't understand it. I don't know if maybe one of our British listeners are involved with Sanitarium magazine and decided to use that as the vehicle, or are we getting spammed by Sanitarium magazine and like they'll mention our show and then or they'll mention our magazine and then we'll pull the funding before the month's over, because you can game the Patreon system a little bit. If you really want to.
They don't collect till the end of the month.
They don't collect till the end of the month, so you could game us if you really want to, but you know, we're thinking you're up and up. So cheers to Sanitarium magazine for being a golden god on the Perfect Four.
Okay. Is that the Metallica song?
Sanitarium.
Magazine.
Me.
Turn the page.
Wash if you'd hands. Like to be a patron of the Perfect Pour and be a golden god, patreon.com/perfectpour, patreon.com/perfectpour, or Perfect Pour Pod. You can look for a link there. You're in the show notes. You can see a link to our Patreon page. You become a golden god, $5 or more, and you not only are you giving us an opportunity to have some little bit of cash we can use to help promote the show or buy beer, you also get to hear the episode a little bit early, or usually it ends up only being a couple hours earlier than everyone else can hear it. But like the episode always drops on a Friday. Usually you can hear it on Thursday night if you're a golden god. And then you also get to hear the tailgate, which is us just hanging out, writing show notes for the show and stuff before the show. And then the occasional audio that only patrons hear, and video. We got to get in the video. Everything's going to video right now, or not going to, but you have to add video to whatever your arsenal, your community is. Video is big, so... we're going to get our YouTube going more. I think we're just going to have to do it. So that's coming. And so thank you. Cheers to Sanitary Magazine. Cheers to also to Lumber Jose. Lumber Jose wrote an article in Porch Drinking Magazine or porchdrinking.com. And he has a post that's it's basically like a home brewing post. So. I look for that. I'll try and link that in the show notes, and it's also on our Twitter feed at Perfect Pour Pod. Some untapped people: Hop Linguist, Humble Squirrel, Larry Legend 23, obviously a Larry Bird fan there. K Moyer, Whitney Garber, Green Dog, that Fontana Gym guy.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Darren Kennedy and Tom H. On Instagram, Beer Hugs with Wit at 3BZine underscore podcast.
Never heard of them.
They left the guys. San Diego.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. They're up in San Francisco. Huh?
Yeah.
Damn Dunlanian.
That's Lauren.
Oh, that Lauren?
That's Lauren from World Market.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lauren.
Damn the lion.
And Two Veg. Damn the lion. Thank you. And Two Veg. Wait, you guys.
Ed. That's Ed Winter, isn't it?
Is it Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Ed. Cheers, Ed. Any more cheers? You guys have some cheers.
I have a couple. Cheers to Ed.
We still enjoy this lunch.
Cheers to Ed. This is a future cheers. He is supposedly coming to town for some sort of wedding. So I'm hoping by the time that this show airs, we had time to hang out. We'll see what happens. Or no, he might be coming the day after the show airs. Whatever. By the time the next show happens, I hope that we hung out. Something happened. It should happen. Come on. Come on. Make it happen.
Well, if you go to Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden in downtown Fresno on Fulton Street, you can hang out with Matt. And he can get paid while he hangs out with you.
I'm trying to get him to hang out afterwards so we could both go drink. And then cheers to Michelle from Rubicon. She's she'll be in the area a little bit, kicking, you know, getting the legs going on the old Rubicon beer in town. Jacob and my coworker Jacob and, you know, from State Farm, hung out with her on Monday night, and that's, we did a little tour. That was the whole Kunisama Pendragon, Mad Duck experience. So cheers out to her. She's pretty cool. You know, craft beer people. They stay together.
Usually are pretty cool. About 98% of the time.
98% of the time. It works all the time.
Yep. Any cheers, Nick?
Cheers to my hiccups.
Cheers to Nick.
That's up for me.
Barely being able to breathe this episode.
I cannot breathe. I have too much wind in my pipes. Cheers to... so what we were talking about earlier
Cheers to this bit of news. Comes from Loyo Brews.
Loyo
sends us message about Fieldworks Napa location is now open. Fieldwork Brewing Company, our Napa tap room. So screw you guys for expanding so quickly and not,
and not coming to Fresno.
And not in Fresno.
Yeah, they have a Monterey one coming too, but Napa snuck in there just before it.
Fieldwork Monterey.
So yeah, see that. Berkeley, Sacramento, Napa, and Monterey.
I wonder, well, we're not really sure where Paul is at right now. But
he's at all the fieldworks.
The Napa one could be actually more convenient for him if he's in Napa Fairfax.
Paul? Napa Paul.
Oh, it's easier to go north than south. Well,
yeah, it basically... Well, if let's just for the sake of argument, say he's actually in Fairfax still. It's traffic wise, it would be a lot easier to go to the Napa one than the Berkeley one.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, there you go.
Heard it here.
There's your reco.
Also, cheers to House of Pendragon.
Never heard of him.
If you would like to own a piece of Fresno's craft beer history.
Oh, wait, what? I'm listening.
Their original brew system is for sale.
Oh, okay. Not listening.
Not listening. Not interested in brewing.
Well, no. Well, I mean, I'm interested. It's just realistically.
Just buy it and put it out front. Put it in the front yard.
It would look super cool.
Yard art.
Yard art.
Yard art.
What you doing there? Mike,
it's yard art. Three mini jacuzzis.
Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
You can come over anytime.
Personal jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi and yard.
Like about a one barrel brew system or something. Like
one
that.
Barrel. Half barrel brew system.
No, it's big. It's two.
Ice chest brew system.
No, just under two barrel.
It'd be about 60 gallons.
Yeah, two barrel.
55 gallon drum.
What are you running? Two barrel.
Two barreler.
320.
What?
Six.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah. 320 horses, bro.
Yeah, 320 horses.
302.
But that's at the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chirps every time I shift gears, bro.
Second gear scratch. Zach Bryan. It is 2.5 barrel batches.
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 Batches. We don't Blickman. Need no stinking so about batches. 70
gallons.
Blickman.
70 gallons.
Blickman. 55 gallon.
We said 2.5 barrels. Barrels are 33 gallon.
Yeah, man. Come on.
This is what it says on the thing, not me.
Whatever, bro.
All right, I'll call him tomorrow and be like, what the fuck, guys?
Yep, so there it is. Beer Street, Fresno Beer Street can be yours for a price from House of Pendragon. Mouth Jouster might have been brewed on the system.
Ooh.
We don't know.
Well, maybe some of our up-and-coming brewers might want to get that system. Maybe we think Garage Store might want to.
I tagged him, but he did not respond. So.
Oh.
His loss.
Oh, well. Wow. Too good.
Do she the best.
He's like, nah. Two bales.
Also, cheers to Beer with Friends podcast. Eric.
Beer with Friends.
He remembered I was looking out for a beer that they have available to them in the Midwestern region, and I might be getting one from them soon.
Oh.
Not counting on it, but it's a possibility.
Yes. Packages.
Packages, bro. So cheers to Beer with Friends podcast if anybody's looking for another multi-cast, multi-personnel podcast that talks about beer.
Shows, friends of beer podcast friends of the show include SD Beer Talk, 3B Zine, and Beer with Friends.
Oh, and cheers to 3B Zine. Hope those guys have fun in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I've seen they've already hit up.
Have they gone to Tornado?
Have they gone to Tornado and got shut down?
Yep.
Have they been thrown out of Tornado?
They've been thrown out of Tornado for being
Of course, they have their own Tornado, so they might be used to that.
Yeah. I didn't experience any problems in the San Diego Tornado. Oh,
okay. Nope. They had amazing
Maybe there's a card as well. Maybe there's a secret card you have.
Yeah, it's just a San Francisco, man.
Like a punch card?
Oh.
Like fifth beer is... You don't get yelled at for your fifth beer.
Yeah, fifth beer, we treat you kindly.
Yeah. Free? Oh, no. Don't. That's not.
We just treat you like a person. We just treat you like a person. Sorry. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to the Perfect Bore. Perfect Bore Pod on all social medias. PerfectBorePod.com is the website. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. All those things.
Everything. Periscope, even though we don't use it.
Yeah, we don't use it.
That ancient thing.
Trench Run 22 on Snapchat is mine.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot happens there, but once in a while.
Sometimes I get a little jealous. I'm like, I'll be home on a Saturday night, and you're like, well, I was just drinking in the studio, editing the podcast. It's like, well, I should have hit him up.
There's a lot of editing.
Saturday night drinking.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday night. I always think you're just at work Saturday night.
Well, there's some nights where I've been getting off earlier, and sometimes I just go, I guess I could hit up Mikey, and we could hang out in this garage and drink beer and not record a podcast.
Yeah, well,
I guess
weird.
That could happen.
That's weird.
That's weird.
It's like,
well, every other week is Dorktown, and on Saturday nights, Dorktown recording every other week, so at least that's what
Why wouldn't you just go home and drunk post YouTube videos?
I don't know, man. There are worse things to do.
Yeah, show up to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. It's all yell at bells during this next week. Everyone be safe. Have fun drinking your beer. We'll be back next week. Thanks for all your support. And
your mother's a whore, Trebek.
Summer!
Any questions?